Chapter 10. Breakfast. Belly! Someone was shaking me. It was my mother. She had dark circles under her eyes, and she looked really mad. Why was she at the summer house? Then I remembered. I called her when I was drunk. I brought my mother here. I sat up. My head hurt so badly from the tequila, and I felt sick. The bed was full of sand, and my eyes were burning. My mother stood up. "You have 5 minutes to get your things. We're leaving." She started picking up my clothes from the floor. "Just listen to me for a second," I said. "I had to come. Jeremiah and Conrad needed me." But I stopped when I saw the look on my mother's face.
"So why didn't you tell me about it? What are you doing here?" she asked angrily.
"You called me at 4 in the morning, drunk. I tried to call you back, but your phone was off. So I drove all night to get here. I was so worried about you. And then I arrive, and the house looks terrible. There are beer bottles and paper cups everywhere."
"We'll clean the house," I said. "It was our last night here because Mr. Fisher wants to sell it. Don't you care?"
My mother shook her head.
"It's their house, Belly. Adam can sell it if he wants to. And you haven't helped by coming here. Now get your things. We're leaving."
"I'm not going," I shouted.
"Belly, stop this now. I'm tired of you acting like a baby. Can't you think about anyone else? You aren't the only person who loved Susanna, so stop feeling sorry for yourself."
Her words hurt me badly. I ran out of the room and went to the beach. I sat alone in the sand for a while and cried. Everything was wrong, and I felt terrible. When I went back inside the house, I saw my mother cleaning the kitchen. She stopped and said,
"I'm sorry that I spoke to you like that, Belly. I've been so sad since Susanna died, and I haven't been there for you. But you lied to me."
"I'm sorry," I said, "but Conrad and Jeremiah needed me."
"They're important to me too," she said. "If they have a problem, I want to know about it. Do you understand?"
I nodded. Then she said,
"Are you ready to go?"
I stared at her.
"Mom, we can't leave. You can't let Mr. Fisher sell the house."
She sighed.
"I'll call him," she said finally. "I'll invite him here for breakfast, but it might not change anything."
I saw the look on her face, and I felt hopeful. I knew that it wasn't over yet. When Mr. Fisher arrived half an hour later, the house was clean and we were ready for him. He walked in and looked at the eggs and muffins on the table.
"Wow," he said. "This looks great, Laurel. Thank you."
My mother smiled. "Let's sit," she said. We all sat down, and Mr. Fisher filled his plate. He loved eggs, and he really loved the way that my mother cooked them. I just took a muffin.
"Thanks again, Laurel," said Mr. Fisher, smiling. "These guys weren't very happy about what I had to say. I'm glad that you're here to help me."
My mother smiled back at him and passed him some orange juice.
"I'm not here to help you, Adam. I'm here for Susanna's boys."
Mr. Fisher stopped smiling and put down his fork.
"Laurel?"
"You can't sell this house, Adam. You know that it would be a mistake," my mother said slowly.
Mr. Fisher looked at Conrad and Jeremiah and back at my mother.
"I've already decided, Laurel. I'm selling this house. I'm sorry, but you can't stop me. I know that it is special to you, but it isn't yours.
My mother's face was red.
I know, she said. This house is Susanna's. It was her favorite place, and that is why the boy should have it.
Mr. Fisher stood up.
I'm not going to fight with you about this, Laurel.
Adam, sit down, my mother said.
No, I won't.
Sit down, Adam, she ordered angrily.
He stared at her.
We all did.
Then she said,
Kids, go upstairs.
We all hurried out of the kitchen and sat at the top of the stairs, trying to hear.
Mr. Fisher said, Why are you doing this to me, Laurel?
I'm sorry, but go to hell.
I put my hand over my mouth, and Conrad's eyes were bright. But Jeremiah looked like he might cry. I reached out and held his hand.
Can't you see how important this house is to the boys?
My mother went on.
They need this. I don't want to believe that you're this unkind, Adam.
He didn't answer her.
This house is hers. I will do everything that I can to keep this house for her boys.
Mr. Fisher asked,
What will you do, Laurel?
And he sounded so tired.
I'll do what I have to do. But coming here hurts so much, he said quietly. Susanna is everywhere in this house.
He started crying, and I almost felt sorry for him. I think that my mother did too, because her voice was soft now.
I know. But Adam, you were a terrible husband. You left her when she needed you, but she still loved you. Now you need to do this one last thing for her.
I looked at Conrad, and he said in a quiet voice,
Laurel is amazing.
A little while later, when it seemed safe, Jeremiah and I went back downstairs. My mother and Mr. Fisher were drinking coffee, and his eyes were red. When he saw us, he said,
Where's Conrad?
He's upstairs, Jeremiah said.
Will you go and get him?
Jeremiah looked at my mother, who nodded. He ran up the stairs, and a few minutes later, Conrad was with him. Conrad's face was careful and serious.
What do you want? He said.
I want you to go back to summer school tomorrow and take your exams. If you do that and you pass them, the house is yours and Jeremiah's. Do we have a deal?
Yes, shouted Jeremiah loudly, hugging Mr. Fisher.
But I haven't studied, Conrad said. I might not pass.
I knew that Conrad wasn't really worried about passing his exams. He always passed. But he didn't want to take anything from his father. Quickly, Jeremiah said,
Conrad, just say yes. We'll help you study. Won't we, Belly?
Conrad looked at me, and I looked at my mother.
Can I, Mom?
My mother nodded.
Take the deal, I told Conrad.
All right, he said finally.